Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
All right, it's going to be a time of really deep communion. Has anyone sensed that? I heard our dear sister Sherry talk about anybody received something this week. Now, if nothing else, you've gone into a deeper communion, a deeper longing, an insatiable desire. Something's been stirred to want to know him more, to want to walk closer to him, to want to sacrifice more for him. Amen. Some ain't scared no more. You know, now you all in, right? This will be a time. This is a time of deep communion. Stay with me. It's a time of deep communion and intimacy. I'll go as far as to say, and let me just put this in context, it's the time of the marriage supper. The marriage supper. God is about to produce something, but he's got to get married first. Ah. You're not going to do it illegitimately. Deep time of communion, the marriage supper. Marriage supper is Matthew 22, verse 2 through 14, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 through 10. The place of intimacy that God is bringing us into, and that we are seeing manifest, the place of intimacy and deep communion are going to result in the conception of a male child. You can't just look at the wife and have a baby. Now, I know at the possible we can say stuff with our eyes, and you know that, but there has to be that intimacy, right? That coming together. Jesus said one day, he said, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. I never knew you. That same word, knew, is an interesting new, K-N-E-W. He said, after Jesus came through Mary's womb, he said, then afterwards, Joseph knew Mary. Not before. Afterwards, he knew Mary. In other words, they conceived of the children. So the Lord said, I never knew you. I never got intimate enough with you to conceive. Lord, did not we do many mighty works in your name? Didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we do this? Depart from me. You did all of that. Warlocks do that. Witches do that. Amen. But I never knew you. We never were intimate enough to conceive. Huh? We're working towards something here. I want to speak to you very prophetically, not pathetically, prophetically. This is achieved as we rise to live and dwell with him in the heavenlies. In the heavenlies. The clarion sound is causing the believers, the saints, to rise up out of the dust, out of the earth, and out of the nature, the natural nature. See, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. I don't care how good he is, how nice, the word nice. Look that word up. We found another definition yesterday for the word nice, and it ain't nice. We always say nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. So tell somebody, stop being nice.
Stop being nice.
Some of y'all don't have a problem with that because you mean anyway. But no, some of y'all, just stop being so that people use that emotional manipulation on you. Well, I thought a Christian was nice. How come you're not? No, I ain't nice. Look that word up. It'll scare you. You know, I've been nice all this time. Mm-hmm. Nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. Kindness, not niceness. Niceness can be manipulated. Ephesians 2, verse 6. And we're building toward this. I want to get this to you. We're going to build toward this to show you what I believe prophetically where we are right now. Ephesians 2:6, a well-known verse, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All right? Has made us sit together. Psalm 110, verse 3. The people of God are conceived in the womb, fashioned and positioned until their appointed time of manifestation. Thy people shall be willing in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth. From the womb of the morning. Tell someone, a new day is dawning. The womb of the morning. The people of God are conceived in the womb and fashioned and positioned until their appointed time of manifestation.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. There's an appointed time. Dawn signifies the breaking forth of a new day. Let's go to Revelation 12. This is where we really get into the meat of what I want to talk about. Revelation chapter 12. And in these verses, you're going to see to what degree you qualify or are disqualified. But it's time still to get into alignment. See, it's not according to power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that spirit means coming into alignment. Understand, this seventh day, this third day, you don't have to work like a Hebrew slave. Like Pastor Robchon and them did to me in Trinidad. It's all good because they take good care of you too. No, you won't have to work like a Hebrew slave. Amen. Why? Because it's a day of where you come into a Sabbath. But at the same time, you come into resurrection work. Now he's doing the work. See, a lot of us haven't experienced that. Matter of fact, when something happens, you think you had something to do with it. No, it's just some kind of way God oozed or squeezed out of past you and did it. I heals the sick. No, you don't. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. That's why, tell somebody, you just got to get yourself out the way. The suke is feminine. The spirit, the nuach, is masculine. See, many people have trouble with headship. A yes, sir, and an amen somewhere. They do have, but this thing is all about alignment. It's not about likes and hits, websites, followers. It ain't about that. It's about alignment. If nobody go to your site, if you don't get any likes, if nobody buy the book, I didn't write it for you, I wrote it for him. Yeah. Y'all better buy that book. Buy two books, three books. I tell you what a case costs. No, you gotta be persuaded in your heart, you do this for him. Yeah. Amen. So that when the applause comes, that's not what moves you. You're thankful. It makes you feel good. But when the applause fade away, when they say, crucify that brother, you're still walking upright. I didn't find my affirmation in that anyway. But when you find your affirmation in there, as the crowd cheers, you're good. But when the crowd doesn't cheer, you ain't no good. That's why Jesus, when the devil tempted, if you be the son, what did he attack? His identity. What did he attack on Eve? Identity. Huh? Got to find your identity in something else. If you do this, then tell somebody the devil is a lie. Tell somebody, I's all right, just as I am. Revelation 12, verse 1. Let's break this down a little bit. This is where we are. This is the chapter. The sequel to this first book is going to be coming through this. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up under God to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. I'm going to pause there on that portion of scripture. That captures basically the whole concept. A woman, get verse 1 back up for me if you will, I'm sorry. A woman with child. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon upon her feet. This is a virgin. Okay, this is a virgin woman who's with child. Now when we talk about the virgin woman, now first of all, this portion of scripture was written about almost 90 years after Jesus. Many revert this to being just Jesus, about Jesus. No, there's some references there. You could infer something, but that's not what it's talking about. John was talking about something to happen in the future. Amen. Amen. John had walked with him. John knew him. John was with him. Do the research on it. 57 or so years to 90 years. This was written way after Jesus had come, died, buried, resurrected, and went back. And now he's writing this. There's a woman with a child about to be birthed. What he's talking about is the last days church.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.